At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Traffic sponsored by Ariosa Mechanical.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. As you're headed out the door this morning, very light traffic in and around the Beltway, the inner loop and the outer loop, no accidents. And the tunnels are clear. 895 southbound looks good. 95 southbound in the city through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, no issues either. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis. Are you stuck in a dead-end mechanical construction job? Well, it's time to build a real career, not just collect a paycheck. Ariosa Mechanical is hiring skilled commercial foremen and mechanics right now. Join the team at ariosamechanical.com.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's Sports Talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
With the 14th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Ravens selected Penn State guard Olaivavenga Ioane. Some viewed him as the best overall offensive lineman heading into this draft. Ioane talked about what he brings to the Ravens.
You know, for me, when I get there, I'm bringing, you know, my pass protection. You know, that's something I work on every day. You know, same thing for the run game. On the pass game, I'm coming in with, you know, the mentality that I'm not trying to get beat. Nobody's going to touch my quarterback, and as simple as that. In the run game, you know, same mindset of being a mauler. You know, I'm trying to open up lanes for our running back, protect the running back in that case, and, you know, just play ball.
Interior offensive line was a glaring need for this team, coming off a season where they allowed 45 sacks, which was the 12th most in the NFL. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play the Big Spin Scratch-Off from the Maryland Lottery. You could win up to $50,000 instantly. Please play responsibly. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe, the Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Feel Good Friday. Ed Norris will join us at 7 o'clock. Put your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys. You know, you notice you sit there and you look at me waiting for me to go through the hole.
Whoa.
My mic sounds right.
All right. I got it over here.
Yeah, I was just going to say to you, it's like, with the 14th pick, I select sleep. The hell, sons of bitches.
The first round went quicker, though.
It did, but I just
couldn't. I think they cut 2 minutes out.
I couldn't sleep.
Used to be 10, now it's 8.
It used to be 15 for the first whatever, yeah. And then 10, and then what, 5 for the next round?
The NFL got smart. We ain't got time for all this. Let's wrap it up, B.
The thing that always made me laugh is the team with the number one pick knows who they've been taking for the past, whatever, six months.
And they confirmed it last night because they said, did you get any calls for the pick? And did you take any calls seriously? He said, yes, we did, and no, we didn't. Okay, so if you knew it, then Roger Goodell should have said, welcome to the 2026 NFL draft. The Las Vegas Raiders have selected.
Yeah, but they always run out those minutes. They want them to because of commercials and all that, but now you can get everything in.
Yeah. I hated it because I went out and this, my buddy Todd, all the picks before the Ravens, he was looking on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, man.
I wonder if they're going to take so-and-so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we did get to that point where, and I know we're going to talk a ton about this, but Ravens are sitting there. You've got the guy you end up drafting, and Aione.
How do you pronounce his name?
Aione? Vega? Just call him Vega.
Vega Leone. That's what we're going to call
Aione.
Him. Aione?
Yeah.
Vega Aione is what
Aione?
We're
going to
call him.
How do you?
I bet Ben, no. Ben, how do you pronounce his first name, man? Don't butcher this thing now.
Olave Vega.
What is it? Olave Vega?
What's his last name?
Olave Vega. Right?
Olave Vega Ioane.
Ioane.
Olave Vega. There's no N in Vega, but it's like Vega.
Olave Vega.
Like the Vanga Boys, like the great band. Dun, 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 dun,
how you
dun,
feel
dun,
about
dun,
the pick?
I mean, look, I love it.
Do you love it or you understand it?
Love it. I said yesterday that everybody was projecting him to go there talking about what a perfect fit it is. And I'm going, it never works out that way. Yeah, it worked out that way last night.
It did.
I thought the most intriguing thing, and to let you know what the Ravens feel about him, is that you had Reuben Baines slide to him, pass rusher. You had Kenyon Sadiq on the board still.
I never felt Reuben Baines Jr. was a...
I like him.
I never thought he was going to end up here. I just didn't.
Well, but you had all three of those guys there. Fanoa was the only one that was taken in front of you, and you had your choice of them. You could have even possibly traded back and got one of them. But they all went in line. Right after you picked yours, it was like, there goes Bane to Tampa Bay, and then of course, following up right afterwards with Kenyon Sadiq to, what, the Jets?
Here's my thing on a pass rusher. Hear me out on this, Jeremy. You went and traded for a premier pass rusher, right?
Yes.
Last year, you stole a pass rusher in the draft that should have been top 10 pick, but because he has some character issues, he slipped to the second round. Meanwhile, you had a former first-round draft pick who underachieved here, who went to another team and looked like he should have looked. Oh, who did he play for at that other team?
Yeah, the coach.
The coach that's now with this team. I don't think the Ravens... I don't think the Ravens coveted a pass rusher like the fans think they coveted a pass rusher, because I think they know they have the guy who can maximize the guy that they drafted last year who should have been a first-round draft
pick. When you got Hendrickson and Crosby, like, why would you need another pass?
I think that's what they're looking at, man. I'm not saying they won't draft one at all, but you just drafted a first-round edge rusher last year. I know you got him in the second round, but he's a first-round pick.
It makes you wonder if scheme is going to be a huge part
scheme.
Of what they're going to do.
Come on, man. Oway went over to Los Angeles, and all of a sudden, so he's not a bust. Now he got, and then he got the bag to go to another team.
He went to the Washington Commanders.
Come on, man. I think Mike Green's going to look like the Mike Green that we thought he should be.
In this system,
I do. Let's not forget what happened last year. The guy we traded to mentor when he was on another team.
Well, I mean, I'll say this as far as who to take there. I mean, you clearly had need when you look at this. It's a very we can sit here and say what we want. It's a very deep draft for interior linemen.
It is.
It's a very deep draft for tight ends. After Sadiq, there's a bit of a drop off, but maybe they've seen something else in someone like a Stowers or. You know, even if they go further down the line for a Joely or someone like that.
Ioane?
Ioane.
Ioane. Ioane is how you pronounce it.
Ioane.
Ioane. I'm going to go ahead and write that down.
Ioane. Makes me think that, do you want a Fanta?
I like the pick. I understand the pick. I respect the pick. I would have been... head over heels for Sadiq, I would have been,
but I totally get this pick. This is, I have to admit, Jeremy, this is probably a better pick than Sadiq, because even though Sadiq is a freak.
The 5 foot freak.
Yeah. I think you can go out and find another serviceable tight end and maybe play that game moving forward. But I think you really have to sew up your offensive line as Lamar Jackson gets start to hit 30.
I still think they're drafting two more tight ends, and I wouldn't even be surprised if you saw something
that's
you saw the 1 year where it's like bang, bang. You're like, oh, my God, they just took tight ends back to back. Or
I think you could get another tight end that could really help you. I don't know if there's another guard in the draft like Yuwani.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially.
Did I get it right that time, Ben? Yuwani.
Yeah. Well, Fanoa was the other guy, and he obviously went in the top 10.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be around. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is all day draft. I think, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row that the Orioles did not play on draft day. And, which is good because we have no last night's game to talk about. We can give you all draft today. Jeremy and I'll be here. Ed will join us at 7 o'clock. We're talking Ravens. We're talking any draft you want to talk. We'll talk about the rest of the division later on in the show. Cordell Woodland's going to join us. Mike Preston's going to join us, Ken Wyman, Vinny Serrato, and at 8:45, I don't know why he didn't put this down here, we got Ray Rice at 8:45. I mean, 9:45, we got Ray Rice.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to join us. He's in the Carolinas. I think he might be in Myrtle Beach right now at a golf tournament, but he's going to talk about the Ravens draft pick as well. Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. All morning, all draft right here on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you miss. 105.7 The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. As you're headed out the door this morning, very light traffic in and around the Beltway, the inner loop and the outer loop, no accidents. And the tunnels are clear. 895 southbound looks good. 95 southbound in the city through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, no issues either. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And with the 14th pick of the 2026 draft, the Baltimore Ravens selected Olavavinga Yuwani. I nailed it, Ben.
What was his name again?
Did I nail it? Olavavinga Yuwani from Penn State.
Spot on twice.
Oh, man. Look at him. He's got it down.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
I still call Tua Tua. I still don't even say his last name. And his brother went to Maryland. Still don't say his last name.
Tua's brother.
I was like, that's Tua and that's Tua's brother. I ain't messing with that.
Doesn't Tua's brother play in the XFL or something?
He's somewhere.
Yeah.
One of these arena leagues. XFL.
Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Did the Baltimore Ravens get it right in round one? Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Yeah, I like the pick. And I like what you two guys were talking about as far as leading up to the draft. They kept talking about there's so many holes to fill. I don't think there are as many holes to fill. We've seen in the past, and I think you alluded to it, to where players have left here and gone, you know, elsewhere to a coach, and they've improved. And then you have the opposite. You'll have a player – or, you know, a coach go to a team or a player go to a different team after initially being drafted and not living up to the hype. And then all of a sudden they flourish. And I think I'm looking forward to that. We have two young coaches that are ready to get it. And bring it on. I'm ready for the rest of the draft. You guys have a great weekend.
You too,
man.
Wouldn't you say maybe in recent history, always – Rise has probably been the biggest instant success of a player who's left here in recent history. Bart Scott was good when he was here. You know what I mean? He didn't improve. He was good when he was here. He just took what he was doing here to the Jets.
The last Ravens player, I mean, Za'Darius Smith went off and had a little bit of a nice run there.
Wasn't he good here?
He was good here.
He equaled his success. I mean, I'm talking about a player that looked like he was lost to being successful. I don't think we've ever had that.
One that they let go and he just caught on. I mean, that's hard to kind of even
because some guys who were good like
Priest Holmes become otherworldly.
Oh,
when
there you go. That would be the one.
Good here.
He was, but did you think that he was that
best
good?
Running back in the league? He's gonna have 20 touchdowns this year.
That's a good one. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I told you yesterday it was a no brainer. They're gonna get an offensive lineman. Today it's got to be a tight end and center. It's obvious that you said they had holes. The biggest hole was the offensive line.
Well, I think when people say they have holes, it's because they don't have a lot of guys under contract. And
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But still, you're talking about players go to another team and flourish. It's not because of coach. Because once you get traded or something, you get motivated. They light a fire in you. That's really what happens.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that motivation stuff. Everybody's motivated. You're motivated to get drafted. I don't believe in that. I couldn't disagree with that more. Somebody said a player last night got drafted. Now he has a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be great. No, he'll just be angry and bad.
See,
I don't believe in that.
For me, when I'm done with, like, if I'm done with you, I'm moving on from you. Unless it's an ex-girlfriend, I ain't hanging on because I ain't going to like your new boyfriend. F him.
I'm just saying, people keep trying to make sports a Disney movie, man. It's not. It was coaching. It was a scheme. He was asked to drop back in pass coverage. And all the time here with the Ravens, he was not asked to do that. He was pin your ears back and go. That's what it was. It was coaching. It was scheme. It had nothing to do with motivation. You don't think he was motivated in his final year of his contract here to start the season? I think he was.
I mean, if you're not, like we always say this, what do you need to motivate you? I mean, you got finances, you've got glory, you've got, I mean, everything
exactly.
You should possibly want.
It absolutely was coaching and scheme. Chef in Owings Mills, what's up, Chef?
What's up, Chef?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's up, Rob? What's going on, Jeremy?
How you
What's
doing,
up,
bro?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, I'm happy about the pick because I think listening to the callers before, I think Eric DaCosta is maybe trying to right his wrongs from letting go of like people like Zeitler in a couple years past and just trying to make it through with different linemen. But
yeah, I think he went the cheap route instead of paying a vet like you tried to, you know, I think that happened with a couple of guys on this team.
Yeah, I think so too, Jeremy, but I'm happy with it. But Rob, you're just going to have to, with our draft selection, you're just going to have to come up with a nickname like how you do Tito Ward.
Tito?
Yeah, you're just going to have to come up with some kind of name for him. It'll work out.
Veggie.
But Rob, before y'all let me go, I've been wanting to tell you this. When y'all had that get together at Elephant in the Room, Shrimp and Grits was ridiculous.
Yeah,
the what?
Shrimp and Grits.
Oh, yes, it is.
And that's coming from a chef.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, that is
ridiculous.
I'm telling you, man, they do it right. A little twist to it, but they do it right. Thanks a lot, Chef. I appreciate it, man. By the way, someone came to me yesterday talking about Orioles baseball, and he said Tito four times. I said, you know you called him Tito. He said, well, I listen to the show. That's his name. Tito four times, man.
By the way, Gerard, did you notice that Arvel Reese had Reese Pieces in the inside of his jacket?
Yes.
Did you see that? I said Reese Pieces, too. Reese's Pieces. God bless it. Gerard, did you see that he had Reese's on his belt?
Yes.
Boy, is he trying to get an endorsement.
He may have it already. He might have it already. I wouldn't wear it for free. Huh? I bet they paid him to wear that.
I might wear it and see if they don't come a call and like, hey, we heard a lot of people talking about this.
Andy in Damascus. What's up, Andy?
Yes, sir. A little confusion with his name, Jawani. Not a good way to remember it. He's supposed to be a tough guy. How about Jawani piece of this?
Yeah. That might be the best way to get it down when you're trying to talk about it is attribute it to something else.
Vango. You folks have a great day.
You too, man.
I thought it was Jawani. You said Jawani.
Jawani.
That's what I thought. He said Jawani.
But that's
so
what
you could
saying.
Also say you want a piece of this.
You want a piece of this? You?
No, don't confuse me now. Manny in Baltimore. What's up, Manny?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
You know I'm a car fan. I still miss Mark Harden. Listen, the offensive lineman, don't get me wrong. It's all right. We should have went for this pass rushers. There's three pass rushers were there right in front of us. We should have snatched one up, and it would help the secondary a lot. I mean, and look out for the Giants, buddy. They got a lot of good picks. Their team's going to be nasty. I don't want to see Harbaugh win another Super Bowl before us. That's all.
I don't care what he wins. They traded for a pass. I mean, they picked up a pass rusher from the Bengals. They drafted a pass rusher early last year, and they brought Jesse Minter in, a guy who's known, who defensively, schematically, unleashes pass rushers.
It is known.
That's what they did. They hired Minter. They signed a pass rusher for one of the premier pass rushers in the league. They just spent a early pick last year on this. When was the last time they spent an early draft pick on a lineman?
Well, Ronnie Stanley would have been the...
Yes.
I mean, when...
You got to take care of the line, man.
You had Linderbaum in the first round.
Yeah.
But again, like...
That's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Bel Air. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
Happy Friday. Jawani is a stud. I know it's a safe pick. He's a road grader. He's a monster. The one thing I did, I was sad about was when the Seahawks took Javarian Price.
Oh, man.
That dude is a dog. We're going to, love Mike McDonald, but, he took a dog.
It makes me feel good knowing how much I like this guy all year long and then seeing him go in the first round, but not only see him go in the first round, but go to the Seahawks.
To have two running backs from one school go first round, that's impressive.
We were just talking about it, Auburn did it with Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown.
Arkansas did it.
Felix Jones?
Was Felix Jones the first round pick? Okay, to the Cowboys.
Yeah, and McFadden
went to the Raiders.
Yep.
So it's happened, but it doesn't happen often.
You've had a couple of pretty built backfields, but this is one where if you're looking at it, Jadarian Price would get 8 to 10 carries a game.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at how many home runs he hit.
Yeah.
It's incredible, man. They had two just top-notch running backs, and they both go in the first.
Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. What's happening?
Not much, man.
On the offensive line thing, was there a better guy that y'all felt about, or y'all good with Vega? I mean, I know you're good with him, but would you have rather seen
the only guy that I wanted, only guy that I liked more better than him was the two guys that went in front of him.
Yeah.
Fano and the kid from Miami. As far as what was on the board, there was nothing better on the board for me. And those two guys were tackles, not guards.
Well, Fano can play guard. The kid from Miami is going to be more than likely a tackle.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like anybody on the board better than Juwani.
With the guys that were there, I liked all three of them. I liked Bane, I liked Sadiq, and I liked Duane. But when you look at what I just go back to watching the new running backs or the new running game coordinator, whatever you want to call the guy that's coming in from Atlanta. I don't know what his official title is. Is it a running backs coach, running game coordinator, whatever? When he was working out with him and you're watching it, you're going, yeah, there's something to this. Yeah. The only thing that gave me pause was the fact that everybody was on it. Because when everybody's on it, it never really comes to fruition when it's the Ravens.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Where do the Ravens go from here? We're weighing on that at 6:45, but on the other side. How do they stack up with the rest of the division? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fans, Femi Iambadejo.
Play Like a Raven moniker that was born, in my opinion, in 1999 when you came here. It goes all the way back to Coach Walsh. Now, am I just making this up in my mind? Have you ever thought about this?
Brian Billick on the late Hall of Fame coach, Bill Walsh.
Head coaches and organizations can trace that same lineage, that all go back to Bill Walsh in the early 49ers. Not only from the football standpoint to the way you taught it, to the way you implemented it and called the game. Bill Walsh has his fingerprints over so many different organizations, and not the least of which was mine.
105.7 The Fan.
Hey guys, download the McDonald's app. You can order like a pro and download the McDonald's app today. The app certainly has a ton of privileges for you, like ordering your favorites ahead of time. You can save money with app-exclusive deals, earn free food, and you can get your favorites delivered with McDelivery. It's deliciousness at your fingertips. So what are you waiting for? Make sure you download the McDonald's app today to take advantage of all the deals that they have going on at participating McDonald's. Stop wasting time and order from the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNES.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop is a bit slow at I-70. 895 southbound in the city looks good through the Harbor Tunnel. And no problems 95 southbound through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
Olaipa Venga Yawane was the most common name being mocked to the Ravens ahead of the 2026 NFL Draft. For a second straight year, Baltimore was able to stay put and get their guy. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta spoke when if there was any concern with so many projections linking the team to Ioane.
You know, you're always a little concerned. You're not really sure, especially where there's some teams picking in front of us that know us pretty well. Kind of similar last year with Starks, I think. But in the end, you know, we just kind of stick to the board and let the board fall to us, which is something I learned from Ozzy many years ago. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And if it hadn't worked out, we had other players that we would have picked. Excellent players.
The Ravens hold the 45th and 80th pick in the second and third round tonight. In Orioles news, Dean Kramer was placed on the 15-day IL with a right quad strain retroactive to April 20th. Brandon Young was recalled as the corresponding move and will get the start against the Red Sox tonight. First pitch from Camden Yards is set for 7:05. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow has expected showers and a high of 60. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show, Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Looking at the rest of the division, Jeremy, for the AFC North, Spencer Fanel goes to the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that pick at all for them. I really don't. Pittsburgh Steelers get an offensive tackle.
Well, they screwed up. You know the whole story.
Yeah, they were going to get...
they were on the phone with Mekhi Lemon telling him that they were drafting him and then got swooped right in front. Whoop, here you go. And then he winds up... So you have the Ravens getting the offensive lineman that they wanted, the Browns getting an offensive lineman, the top two interior linemen on the board. And then the Steelers come back and get a tackle, which everybody felt like was kind of a reach. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but... It's almost like they panicked because they were taking Mekhi Lemon.
And see, I don't understand that because KC Concepcion ain't bad from Texas A&M. So if you were looking at a wide receiver.
Different type of receiver, but.
Yeah, but that's more of a. That's less of a reach, I should say.
Yeah.
Browns had a second pick. They got KC Concepcion. I like that pick as well. And that's it because the Bengals didn't have a first round draft pick. They gave it up to the Giants. What do you think about the rest of the division? The other two teams, that is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I like what the Browns did. I like what the Ravens did. Jury's still out on the Steelers. It did feel like a panic move. Maybe that's how their board was set, and that's who they wanted next. But to know that
because reach is all relative.
Yeah, when you were like, when we sit here and talk about reach, it's all about what our perspectives are, because there have been teams that have quote unquote reached for players. Remember, I think the bat signal's going up. When Rashawn would call in about Travis Frederick going to the Cowboys, center out of Wisconsin, everybody said they reached, they drafted him way too high, and all he did was just go to a Pro Bowl almost every damn year.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're the Titans and you think Carnell Tate's the best receiver in the draft and you don't want to trade back for a risk of losing him, then go draft the guy. But at the same extent, I was listening to some other guy bitch about the Jets pick, saying, oh, they screwed up with Bailey. Well, how? What did you not like about Bailey? Go ahead and tell me.
I thought Bailey was awesome. 14 and a half sacks.
No. I just want to know when someone calls the guy overrated, what didn't you like about him in college?
Why? I loved him.
But it's like everybody's got an opinion on it, and most people didn't even watch this stuff.
Wasn't he a unanimous All-American, first-team All-American?
Yes. He's you can sit here and debate who you think the best pass rusher is going to be, but his name is in the conversation.
Yeah. And he may fit. Who knows? I mean, they may think he fits their scheme better than the other guy.
Jets got three players.
Yep.
What, Cooper out of Indiana, the wide receiver. They got Kenyon Sadiq, and they got him. So a pass rusher and two pass catchers for whoever's quarterback.
Well, I tell you what, they better do something, because I was telling you before the show, they have the longest playoff drought of any of the four major sports.
Yeah, 15 years.
15 years.
The Jets have been bad?
Yeah. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin? Know. Kevin?
What's up, Kev?
It's Kevin.
What's good? Nope.
Kevin, you gone.
Not
man.
This call. That's not what's good.
You're gone. Manny in Baltimore. What's up, Manny? I think it's us, man, because it's on a different line.
Oh. Do we have the phone,
Let's
sir?
Try it again. Manny, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
What's going on? Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing good, well. Good. Doing well. How
yeah,
are you?
Kevin back.
I was just calling to talk about the draft, and I'm glad and I'm happy that the Ravens didn't get tempted with Sadiq or Reuben Bain. Even though both of them are beasts, I really think we needed to protect Lamar like we did in picking up Vanga Yawane. I think I hope I didn't mess his name up, but I think they did a good job, and hopefully this maybe speed up the contract talks with Lamar, because they see that he's invested. I mean, they see that the team is investing in protecting him, because I think, in my opinion, I think it was that might have been a dispute with him. He probably was like, "Y'all not trying to protect me," but
what makes you think that, Manny? Because everything that I've seen of Lamar makes me think this Lamar once again playing chess. I don't think there's a dispute. I just think Lamar they've played chess throughout his whole career with the contract.
That's true. That's true. And I think, to your point, I think the part of playing chess, that might have been one of his moves that, you know, make sure, hey, I got to make sure this team really want to protect me. And they, you know, instead of drafting, you know, another defensive player or another offensive, you know, weapon, which would have been excellent, you know, you draft, you know, you build from the, the inside and build in the trenches and, you know, build around me. So I definitely dig what you're saying, but I definitely like the pick, and I think it's going to go far. And, you know, as far as, you know, you look at that, you know, the way that people talk about him, it's like everybody was like, oh, we should take Sadiq and this, that, and the third. But I'm glad they, you know, they focused on protecting Lamar, because I think it's going to show a lot, and it's going to definitely show up.
Hey, I appreciate it, Manny. 410-583-1057. Let's go back to Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, the good thing is hopefully we won't have to say Big Vega's name a lot. You know what I mean? Hopefully, I like to forget that he's even on the roster, because as an interior lineman, that's what you want. You know, set it and forget it. You know, it was kind of like Eric DaCosta buying his kid a first car. You know, I wanted the Dodge Charger with the Reuben Bain or the Kenyon Sadiq, but he was like, you know what? Let's get the Honda Accord. Dependable, reliable. You know, and like I said, I think this guy is going to be a plug and play. One of my friends, his son plays at Penn State, said the dude is a monster. And it seems like he has some good character. So, hey, it wasn't fancy, it wasn't splashy, but it was the right pick. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks a lot. 410-583-1057. What's up, Jeremy?
No, I was just going to say, like, I like what everybody's saying, kind of talking about the fact that, you know, getting a player like him is plug and play. But I'd still say pump your brakes until we get to see what Sadiq and some of these other guys look like, to say that they – look, I don't think they made the wrong decision anytime you're setting up and you've got a premier offensive lineman. And I've heard some unbelievable comparisons to him and Quentin Nelson, who was one of the best guards in football. And you got to love what he's saying, too. The fact that they went and worked out with him and they saw it firsthand – I think it's going to be a great pick, but I also think Sadiq's going to play at the next level. And when I say play, I mean be a good player. But with tight ends, they never come in and have the impact you expect in year one.
Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Hey, Ed Norris and Nick Sup, man. Let me down yesterday. But look,
Ed doesn't come in until 7.
Oh, my bad. When he come in, let him know, man. I know that probably be one of his shovels.
It's probably going to be the first question he asks, did the Knicks let Kai down? He's going to be so disappointed.
Yes. I'm going to say you something, Jack. But listen, Rob.
J. Cole, I let Nas down. I let Kai down.
I got to be completely honest, Rob.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed in the pick. I wanted Sadiq, man, because I felt like it gives Lamar a weapon to open up his other weapons. But it's not a bad pick because we needed an offensive line. My thing was, it was still some big offensive, good offensive linemen later on in the draft. So, you know, it's not a bad pick, but I just was kind of disappointed with. I mean, he can end up being like Ben Grubbs, Kelechi Osemele, you know, Marshall Yonder, all of, you know, big guards that we had. But I was kind of disappointed. I wanted that Sadiq, man. I think he would open it up for everybody. Zay Flowers, just another weapon on the field, young weapon, man. Just by losing Likely, hopefully they can go get a tight end or something. And then shout out to the Eagles, man, for stepping up. The Cowboys making that trade, not letting the Steelers get that Mekhi Lemon, because I think he's going to be the best wide receiver in the draft, fellas.
He might. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Tyson's good. Tate's good. I think there's a lot of guys that you're going to see come off the board tonight that are really good.
Who do you think is more upset, the Ravens or Ed?
Why?
Because they both let Kai down.
Oh, man.
Who do you think more upset?
Probably Ed.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, by the way, Ioane's only allowed 3 sacks his entire career at Penn State. They were all in 2023. He hasn't allowed a sack the past 2 seasons. He's that good.
That boy. Who bombed in the first round? We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side,
bombed atomically.
Yeah. Where do the Ravens go from here, folks? A lot of you say pass rusher. Some of you want a playmaker downfield, maybe another defender or offensive lineman, I should say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Where did it go? On the Fan.
This is the Fan, baby.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed.
The Fan.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Ty Simpson is the future in L.A. The Rams picked him 13th overall, and you don't pick a guy at number 13, especially a quarterback, if you don't think that guy's eventually going to be the guy, which begs the question, how much longer does Matthew Stafford have with the Rams? Will he bow out gracefully, or will he be walked to the door? He won the MVP in 2025, and his replacement was drafted 4 months later. The NFL's a cold world, man. I'm that day.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. No problems. The outer loop slow from Liberty Road to I-70. In the city, 895 southbound, you're on the brakes from O'Donnell Street through the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95 looks really good through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. No problems. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
A cop, a coach, a con man, and an average Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris would join us at the bottom of this segment, but where do the Ravens go from here? I like Jeremy. I don't know what offensive linemen are out there, but if there's a stud that fell, I'd like to take him. If not, I'd like to address something on the defense. Linebacker, perhaps. What is that, the off-the-ball linebacker is what they call it?
Yes.
Maybe the secondary. That's where I'd like to go next.
I mean, at some point, they got to start looking for center, right?
Yeah. And that's what I said, whoever that stud is.
Well, and I'm talking with Femi Iambidejo about it. He thinks that if you're looking for a starting center, that you're going to have to get one before the third round or by the third round, because there's only a handful of guys that people think can come in and plug and play right away. That doesn't mean there aren't more. It's just when you're looking at it, that's who gets evaluated that way. And I do love today where it's going to be a day where everybody's talking about winners and losers when – I mean, there's some things that really jump out at you, but none of us really know.
You think Jake Slaughter, the kid from Florida, he won't be around for that late in the second round?
I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know.
Top center in
the draft. How are people going to feel if they draft 2 offensive linemen with their first 2 picks? I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. Connor Lou, also from Auburn, is a possibility.
Yeah, I think.
But I think Jake Slaughter goes early in the second round.
Unless there's a tight end they really like in this grouping, or they look at the third round and go, yeah, that's where we're getting a couple. Because this is a loaded tight end draft. And the fact that you need them, I think you can find whatever you're looking for as far as pass catchers. There's some really, really good ones.
See, I'm not that interested in that. Not right now.
Tight ends?
No, I thought you. I just heard pass catchers. I was thinking wide receivers.
Oh, okay. No. I'm just saying, like, you can add to this passing offense. Do they need another wide receiver? Okay, but I think tight end's more of a glaring need.
Eli Stowers, he'll probably be gone. He's the guy from Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Max Clair, he's a good one. I like the kid from NC State.
Jolie.
Oh. I like him. Notre Dame has a kid, too, but that might be like a third or fourth rounder.
I think people really like him as well. Do I still have the tight end list here that we had? I
mean, Raridon, right?
Yeah, Ken McCusick had him listed out. I don't know if I still have that one. But there's a list of, you could start looking at, I mean, once Sadiq started moving up the boards, because there's a lot of people that thought Stowers would be the guy.
Right.
But if you want to go with Trigg from Baylor, if you want to go, I'm just sitting here trying to brainstorm all the tight ends that we saw that were really, really good.
What about the Texas college tight end?
Yeah.
Injuries?
Yeah, Jake Endries. Yeah. He's like more of a big play kind of guy, too. Like he has
split out wide, slot, a little bit of everything.
There's a handful of those guys in this group. And Trigg's the same way.
I think you almost have to be that way.
Well, that's where you're going to get paid, right?
Yeah, 7-on-7. That's the only way the tight ends can play in the 7-on-7 leagues. Line up, why? Line up, why?
Out of chip.
Let's go to Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
TGIF and PYT.
There you go, baby. One. All we got to do is get PYT now.
Yep. Could the Ravens have gotten their number one pick later in the draft? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend as well. I don't think so. He wasn't going to be around.
Yeah. I mean, looking at what they do next and kind of what we were talking about is, it's still, for me, best player available. You're going to rate your board. I think their board's going to look vastly different than a lot of other teams. And at some point, whether it's later on tonight or tomorrow, they are going to trade back and grab more picks because it's what they do.
If they go linebacker, I like the kid out of Georgia, Allen.
Okay.
C.J. Allen. 410-583-1057. Joining us right now from Sarasota's Ed Norris. What's up, Ed?
Good morning. What's up?
Nothing much, man. Do you think the Ravens got it right?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, I thought we all thought. I was hoping he'd be there at 14. It wasn't like they got it right. I know. I didn't think they'd get him. I was looking at other picks because I didn't think he'd be available. I mean, he's, you know, I think Mel Kiper said he's got light feet. He's immensely strong. He is the position of need if there's one. I mean, there's many, but I think we needed that position. The guard play was really weak. And I'm very happy with it.
Where do they go from here?
Well, I can see another offensive lineman, obviously. I mean, there's other positions of need. I mean, we need a tight end. I wouldn't mind seeing inside linebacker get fortified. Can't have too many edge rushers.
That's what I want. I want the inside linebacker spot. I like that kid, C.J. Allen, Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. And we certainly can use it. But I don't think there's any position. It's an odd thing because if you could grade every position on the field, a guard is the least sexy. It's like nobody gets excited about a guard.
Is that because they're fat, Ed?
They're all fat.
Oh, sorry.
On the offensive line. I mean, centers, people, you know, they call the plays. They're obviously crucial to the exchange between the center and the quarterback, all that stuff. Tackles, left tackles, you know, the second most important position on the offense, arguably. Guards are so faceless. So it's like, yes! I'm like, he's a guard. But, like, yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. I'm very happy with it. I mean, just going through, you know, after the picks and you know, looking this morning at what people thought of it, when they get to the Ravens, Mel Kiper's first line was, I love this pick. You know, so.
Oh, boy, was he laboring last night. I think this is a great pick. His voice was going. I felt so bad for him. And it's almost like he was trying to talk, like, louder and hard. Like, oh, what is this? It just kept getting his. We'll see if he's still around for the whole weekend.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm happy about that pick, man. But, hey, in a way, you know, Miami, my favorite college, man. But in a way, did y'all see Reuben Baines last night, man? You can't tell me his family don't own UPS or something, man. Only thing they was missing was the UPS suit, man.
Wearing brown?
They said, what can brown do for you? but yeah, I liked the pick last night, man. But you know what's funny to me, man? And I think I said this yesterday. I don't know if I said it on y'all's show. I said it on one of the shows, right? Like, One thing about Raiders fans, right, they're going to find some way to cry, right? Oh, my God, we didn't get Reavis back. So let me tell you a quick story, right? It's this guy that always be crying about Falele on the things. I know y'all saw the video. So he was like, oh, my God, that's the Ravens. They didn't get Reavis back. But, bro, you the same one was saying Ben Cleveland was one of the best guards, though. So, like, hello, man. You feel me? But, oh, my bad. Hold on. I forgot. Hey, what's up, Ed? Because I was trying to give you a shout-out yesterday, but somebody hung the phone up on me trying to cut me off, man. That was very rude. But,
did it sound like that?
Trippy, you fall. How could you fall for that?
Come on, man. Did it sound like that?
I saw Rob reaching, and I knew right away it was, okay, here you go.
As soon as he opened his mouth, I'm like, what? There he goes.
There he goes. We're giving out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, were you disappointed or excited about the Ravens' first-round draft pick? We know it's only an offensive lineman, but it's a position of need. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan.
Yes, day two of the draft, but also Orioles resume play Camden Yards tonight. City Connects in effect. Don't miss the start of Orioles baseball tonight. O's Extra on Masson and Masson Plus at 6:30. Pre-game coverage, first pitch at 7:05. Masson is your home for Orioles baseball. No cable, no satellite, no problem. Every Masson Orioles game also streams live on the all-new, totally refreshed Masson Plus app. Visit MassonSports.com and sign up for the Masson Plus season pass for only $99.99.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!